Hi, it's Olga here. I wanted to give you a few quick comments about the latest Land Bank update, which you'll find on our website. So as you know, Land Bank first went into default earlier in April of this year. And since then, we've been part of the negotiations for the new liability solution that aims to firstly cure the current and ongoing events of default, and also which should put Land Bank on a more sustainable funding path. So what we think needs to happen now is that Land Bank and its advisors and also its shareholder, National Treasury, they need to consider and give detailed feedback on the comments and input already given by Future Growth and the rest of the lenders on the proposed terms of the liability solution. And these would include the terms of the new 60% government guarantee and also the new DMTN. We think that the success of the liability solution rests with investors being comfortable that these terms of the DMTN and the guarantee are appropriate and also mitigate the risks of continuing to lend our clients money into a distressed entity. It's pension fund money at the end of the day. And it's not clear to us that Land Bank, its shareholder or its advisors have the same appreciation of this point at this stage. Also, we highlight that there continues to be significant execution risk to the successful completion of this restructuring. And in fact, the delay in this execution date to 2021 and the ongoing uncertainty, we think, may negatively impact Land Bank's business and investor sentiment. And on that point, 2 days ago, on Tuesday, the 24th of November, Moody's further downgraded Land Bank to the C category of ratings, which is deeper in sub-investment grade territory. And Moody's cited specifically the ongoing delays in the implementation of this liability solution as one of the reasons for the downgrade. It's apparent to us that we're at a key decision point in this process. The decisions that Land Bank and its shareholder make next regarding the terms of this liability solution, we think, will determine whether it's likely to be accepted by the large majority of lenders that's required. The ball's firmly in their court.